Brian McCann, the catcher. He doubled his first time up, belted one to left field. Here's the first pitch to McCann, and this one's hit well. Right field, that's going to send Bonifacio back. He's on the track, and there it goes. Two-run shot for McCann. Puts the Astros up 4-0 here in the fourth inning. And for McCann, that's home run number 7 on the season.
Almost got that to the fountains in right field. Absolutely annihilated that baseball. McCann had been struggling since coming off the concussion DL.
Now, another Astros podcast.
0-2, swing and a miss. Bonifacio goes down on strikes, and that is the ball game. How about it? 11 in a row for the Astros as they take game one in Kansas City, winning tonight by a final of 7-3.
11 straight wins on the road. That's a franchise record for this Houston Astros team. What a road trip it's been.
Welcome back, Robert Ford, joined by Astros manager A.J. Hinch. Astros, their 11th straight win yesterday, defeating the Kansas City Royals. And impressive to watch this team work. And it seems like in so many of these games, not just during this streak, but throughout this season, able to get some runs late to make things a little easier and get that big three-run home run from Yuli Gurriel in a ninth inning that gave you some separation.
It did. And we had a couple of anxious moments during the game. I thought our bullpen came in and did a good job of stranding the runners when they had first and third in the middle part of the game. And then, you know, having a lead, you know, is always nice. Having an extended lead allowed me to keep Giles out of the game and put Feliz in and save the back end of our bullpen. So a lot of good comes out of that three-run homer. There was a collective exhale after a nice base hit by Bregman. We took advantage of an error. Gurriel sits on a slider and hit a bullet.
You mentioned the bullpen, and Mike Fiers pitched into the sixth inning, wound up giving up a couple of base runners coming out of the game. And Ramin Gudouin, second big league appearance in a high leverage situation with the tying runs on, and got two good left-handed hitters in this Royals lineup with the line out and the strikeout.
He did. You know, Fiers do very well from the whole game. Even some of the stuff they did against him was a little unlucky for him. They had the bunt base hit. They had a couple bloops. They had a ground ball up the middle that turned into a double based on where we were playing. So there was just so much that happened with Fiers. Even when I took him out, he didn't really deserve to come out. He'd pitched fine. But I wanted to give Gudouin a chance to pitch in that leverage spot. I'd picked that pocket before the game that I really wanted him to test him with and see if he could get the outs. And not much room for error there with first and third, nobody out. He comes in, gets a line drive, check swing, kind of soft line drive to third. And then the big at-bat with Moss being able to punch him out after a bunch of sliders and a 95-mile-an-hour fastball was sort of an arrival moment for him to hopefully build some confidence and maybe get used a little bit more.
And I mean, you look at Gudouin and you look at what he brings to the table, looks like a guy who could be a back-end bullpen guy against lefties and righties with that great fastball and the developing slider.
He does. I mean, if he's in the strike zone, it's the tale of two different pitchers. As a young pitcher in the minor leagues, he's had a hard time harnessing that stuff. It's been 95 to 97 miles an hour. He's got a wipeout slider. I think we finally convinced him that the use of the slider is going to be very effective. He doesn't have to just throw fastballs. He showed that last night by coming in and throwing four or five sliders in a row to Moss. So he's going to get some more opportunities, and I've been most impressed in his first two outings that he's been inside the strike zone and really challenging hitters.
Brian McCann, really even dating back to before he went on the concussion DL, had an over, rather long over going at one point, and came through with a couple of big hits, had the two-run home run and a double. Good to see him swinging the bat well.
It is nice, and it goes to show when a guy takes a week off, whether it's being on the bench for a week, whether it's on the DL for a week, whether it's just not playing, your baseball rhythm and timing gets affected, and even if you've been in the league for 10 years. So it's nice to see him get untracked. He wants to contribute. He's hitting at the bottom of the order again and is a dangerous, potent bat there at the bottom where he can get that first-pitch fastball, hit a ball out of the ballpark, and change the scoreboard.
David Paulino getting his second big league start today, and Paulino, his first outing in Minnesota, saw some good moments. Four innings, two runs, certainly gave you a chance to win. Obviously, you'd like to see him get stretched out a little further.
Yeah, I mean, our bullpen is absorbing a lot of innings, and some of that strategy when I want to go to a different matchup, but some of it is just pitch counts and trying to protect some of the younger pitchers. So it'd be nice for Paulino, who's built up to 95, 100, 105 pitches, to use those pitches effectively, get into the sixth inning. We'll have a bridge. We got the back end of our bullpen is mostly rested. So that's the recipe to win tonight.
A.J. Hinch, thanks for joining us.
You got it.
I don't think A.J. Hinch would ask Yuli to bunt.
Mm-hmm. No, that would be brutal. Try to put your players in situations to succeed. And for a guy that's not experienced, it's not easy to bunt a 95-mile-per-hour fastball or more.
0-1, and that's hit in the air pretty deep to left field. Gordon is going back, looking up. See you later! Into the Royals' bullpen. That's a three-run home run for Yuli Gurriel, and the Astros' lead is 7-3.
Boy, he popped that one. Gurriel all over that little cut fastball and drills it into the bullpen in left field.
Gurriel homering for a second straight day. It's his sixth home run of the year, and Yuli now has a six-game hit streak. Nope. Astros aren't going to ask him to bunt.
Welcome back to Astro Launch, everybody. This is Steve Sparks, and I'm with the first baseman, Gold Glover Eric Hosmer of the Kansas City Royals. Eric, first of all, I want to talk about the way you hit against the Astros in particular. Third best among active players as far as average goes. Do you cheat, or what's going on?
I have no idea. I honestly didn't have a clue about that until you just brought it up. But, you know, there's so many games, the season's so long, and you know, you play these guys so many times, I guess you don't really stop and think of how you're doing against certain teams. You have a little better feel against teams in your division because you play them so much. But to be honest with you, I don't know. You know, every pitcher I face off their team seems like they're, you know, number one guy. So I couldn't tell you.
Tell me about yesterday. Was 9 years ago that you got drafted by the Kansas City Royals. Do you remember anything specifically with the draft coming up right now, what it felt like as a high school guy knowing you were going to go pretty high?
Yeah, it's a crazy feeling. You know, you go through all the stuff leading up to the draft and to finally figure out which team's going to select you and, you know, where you're going to end up for your career. The beginning of your career is unbelievable, and it's a special day for a lot of kids that work really hard for that moment. So, you know, all you can do is really just enjoy it with all the people to help you get there.
We hear a lot of things. A lot of times guys get drafted by teams they hadn't even talked to. Was that the case with the Royals? Were they trying to be sneaky about liking you so much?
No, actually the Royals were, you know, one of the couple teams I did talk to. I didn't really talk to many teams before the draft, but the Royals were one of the teams. So I always thought it was a possibility just because we had the meeting. But like I said, you know, once the day comes, there's so many good players, and especially when you're going in the first round, you don't really know what's going to happen. So you just kind of sit back and hope for the best.
We were talking about during the broadcast in last night's game, this fan base here in Kansas City. Obviously, you guys have played really well for the last few years, but it's kind of a special fan base. It looks to be a lot of loyal, a lot of enthusiastic, really embrace you guys.
Yeah, it really is. It's special, and especially, you know, what most of the guys that have came up to this system have gone through. You know, all the playoff runs have obviously been a lot of fun, but, you know, it's something that, you know, we feel that we're all in it together. We all came up here in 2011 and 2012 and just got our feet wet in the big league level. And, you know, here we are in 2017 with a couple World Series under our belt, one championship under our belt. So it's really cool to see how far we've all come. And it's just it's been a blast. And the time definitely flies by, that's for sure.
When you were a kid, you joined the pitch, hit, and run contest in Florida. What were you, 10 years old?
I was actually 8 years old.
8 years old, and you got a chance to go to the All-Star Game, 1998 in Denver. What was that like? I mean, that had to be almost a surreal moment for you.
Yeah, it was incredible. The first time I ever got to step on a big league field and really just look around and just take in the whole atmosphere, the three decks of stands. And, you know, I tell you what, it was amazing. And Ken Griffey Jr. was one of my favorite players growing up. And that was the home run derby that he said he wasn't going to do, and then he ended up coming out late and surprising all the fans, so it was really fun to be there.
Then last year at Petco Park, you were an All-Star. You were the MVP. Yeah. Did you think back to when you were a little kid when you got to go to your first All-Star game?
Yeah, that's you know, certainly what you dream about when I was there at 8 years old, is to hopefully be one of the big league guys that are there playing in the All-Star game one day, and you know, to be the MVP of the game and hit a home run and get to have my family there watching me. It was a special moment. And, you know, it seems like each year a different season brings a couple special moments for, you know, the team and individually for us. And that was definitely one of them for me.
Last thing, Eric, there's another guy on your team right now who is in the pitch, hit, and run contest. He got to go to the All-Star game 2003 in Chicago. Can you name it?
No idea. If I had to guess, maybe Whit Merrifield, that'd be my guess. No, I don't know.
Here it is. It's the guy pitching for you guys tonight, Jacob Junis.
No kidding. How about that? I got to talk to him about it. I didn't even know that.
There you go. That's Eric Hosmer. Thanks for catching up. Good luck the rest of the way.
Appreciate it. Thank you very much.
This has been a production.
And whoever in this crowd wasn't standing before, well, they're getting to their feet now.
Of the Houston Astros.
This place is rocking right now.
Radio Network.